Carlson, Beck, Hannity, Levin, Larson, and Savage. Wow. Talk Radio 570 KVI.
All righty then. John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Well, we seem to have a bit of a political pivot here going on from Democratic Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. Now, Nancy Pelosi, a few months ago, was saying that Democrats would be running on Obamacare and that they would be proud of it as a, you know, signature achievement, a way of distinguishing themselves from Republicans. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the Florida congresswoman who is the head of the Democratic Party, said the same thing. Well, now Nancy Pelosi is kind of singing a different tune. Listen to this.
I take issue. I see these little things in the paper about this or that, but our members, the story that you don't write or see, maybe because you're in Washington and our members are out in their districts, is that, and as I travel, I see members standing tall. As I've said to you before, we're not running on this. We're running on what the American people want us to run on, and that is job creation. Show us the jobs. Where are the jobs?
Well, yeah, go ahead and show us, Nancy. I mean, you're in tough shape in either case. When she said they're not running on this, she was referring to Obamacare. In either case, they're in tough shape. March 9th, NBC News, Wall Street Journal poll. The president had a 41% approval rating for his handling of the economy. 56% disapproval rating. That's one of his lowest ratings ever. More ominous than that, March 2nd, ABC News, Washington Post survey. 28% rate the economy as excellent or good. 28% believe it is poor. Those are not the numbers that you can run on. Oh, and what about Obamacare? The president has a 36% approval rating and a 59% disapproval rating for his handling of health care. That's a March 6th Fox News poll. Let's hear more from Nancy Pelosi.
Why are we not here passing a jobs agenda instead of 51 times having political nonsense on the floor of the House? But I'm very proud of our members. Yeah, any bill that's passed is not perfect. I wanted single payer. I wanted public option. So, you know, I had some changes I would make myself. But as the implementation takes place, as we see improvements that can be made to any compromise, which the bill was, we'll do that. But just because people say, I don't want to repeal it, but I do want to fix it, doesn't mean they're walking away from it.
Well, yeah, they are walking away from it. Because when you say, fix it, don't repeal it, what you're saying is it can't exist the way it is. You see, the reason why the Democrats pushed through Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, by a party line vote, it was a very narrow party line vote, not a single Republican in either house voted for it, is that they were convinced that it was going to be not only successful, but popular, that tens of millions of more Americans were going to be looking to the government to be protecting them on the healthcare front. They would be grateful, just as, you know, senior citizens were grateful for Medicare, and they would lock up tens of millions of voters. I mean, that was the same political calculus that went into Bill Clinton and Hillary Care. But they busted their pick on that in 94, and it cost him, was one of the things that cost him Congress that year. The gun bill and the tax increase didn't help either back then. And so the Democrats thought, well, you know, this time we'll force it through so it'll be the law of the land. And voters will have a completely different outlook because we won't be seen as a failure. We will be seen as successes. We passed the health care bill. Well, they passed their health care bill. And it has been an unmitigated disaster on every front. And the front is defined by the people who passed it. The people who passed it said that if you already like the insurance plan you have, you get to keep it over and over and over again. The president, Kathleen Sebelius at HHS, and senators, Democratic congressmen, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, we now know that's not true. And they knew it wasn't when they were saying it. They were saying that it would result in a $2,500 reduction in most people's premiums. Well, most people's premiums are going up, not down. And by the way, interestingly, we are also coming to find out that there are more people left uninsured by Obamacare than insured. Because while millions of people have signed up for Medicaid, because they have vastly expanded the eligibility for Medicaid, millions more have been tossed off their insurance plans. So, you know, by their definition of success, and we're not even talking about how the website has worked, it has been a huge disaster. And now we're looking at the poll numbers. And, you know, keep in mind, you get 6 years into the Reagan administration with a very strong economy. Karl Rove was making this point the other day in the Wall Street Journal. And Ronald Reagan, Reagan's party, lost six seats in the Senate, lost their majority. That's what cost them Robert Bork in the Supreme Court. 6 years into the George W. Bush administration, remember, the mortgage meltdown hadn't happened. The bailouts hadn't occurred. And 41% thought the economy was excellent or good. And they lost six seats in the Senate there, too. So I said Reagan lost six in a seat. They lost eight. So when the economy is good, 6 years into these Republican administrations, they lost big time. And now we've got the worst economic recovery since the Great Depression. We have a health care bill that has become a monstrosity, and they keep delaying their own policy. They're basically doing what Ted Cruz was telling them they should do way back in October, and he said delay the individual mandate. They're putting off as much of this as possible. They've now delayed the employer mandate by another year, which means it's going to be a relevant issue in the 2016 presidential race. Thank you very much. And they're all doing it for strictly political reasons, because they don't want the impact of their law to be felt in time for voters to register their approval or disapproval. And we know it's not going to be approval. So this is big stuff. This is important. And this is why Democrats are right now kind of tongue-tied. Because you've got Nancy Pelosi saying that they should embrace the Affordable Care Act. But say, you know, we want to make, you know, changes. We need to perfect it. Mend it, don't end it. And then, or rather, instead of saying that we need to change it, they should embrace it. And now you've got the White House and the Democratic campaign committees saying, no, you can't just say Obamacare is fine. You need to say that it needs to be changed. And go after your Republican opponent for wanting to just turn things back to the way they were. And, of course, Republicans don't believe they should be the way they were. They believe healthcare should have been reformed from the way it was in exactly the opposite direction. Strengthen the relationship between doctor and patient and have less reliance on government and third parties like insurance companies. So that's a preview of what's coming around the corner here this election season. Let's get to your 6:30 headlines. KVI.